Well, you thought you were going to have to look at me the whole time, but you won't. I don't remember if it was the last planning session that we had or the time before. Someone asked, we keep sending money to the International Gospel Hour. Are they doing anything anymore? Because we had not heard any reports for a long time. And so I knew that the International Gospel Hour had a new speaker and a new director as of January 2020. I don't know if many of you know him, and so I thought we would introduce him tonight. And in looking, I found out that they have started some new things. So the presentation that will occur tonight will explain most of that to you. So if you have any questions, ask me afterwards, and if not, if I don't know, we'll see if we can find out. But I think he explains pretty well what's going on. Excuse me. I should have taken one of those cough pills about an hour ago, but I forgot. But I just wanted to start off and talk about the radio broadcast. And in the presentation, he'll talk about some of the changes that occurred a few years ago when Jody Apple took over the International Gospel Hour. Unfortunately for us, as far as radio signals go, I haven't been able to pick it up in Malden. It used to be on when Winfred Claiborne was on there. It was on a station out of Greer that did not reach Malden. Now, as you can see, this is the entirety of South Carolina that's on the chart behind me. You can see that there's a low-power station in Anderson, there's one in Belton, and there's an AM and FM in Greenville that it's on. But the FM side, I tried this week, and I could not pick it up. The same 104.3, there's a station out in North Carolina that runs a lot stronger signal, so it seemed to you could hear them fighting each other, but the North Carolina station won out. It is available on the internet at www.truth.fm.com. There's a schedule there of when the broadcasts occur. You can see it's Sunday through Friday now. That was something that when Jody Apple was doing the broadcast, that he expanded it from a once-a-week broadcast. When Winfred Claiborne did it, they had a 5-minute broadcast, they had a 15-minute broadcast, and they had a 30-minute broadcast, and just depending on where they were able to place it, what they placed. But they have, they now have 6 days a week, well, actually 7 on the internet radio that they do it. You can also, if you use your smartphones to download podcasts, it's available as a list there. Of course, you can get it. They have an International Gospel Hour app that will be discussed in the presentation. Or you can go to podcast app, Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeart, Google Podcasts, Apple Music, and Apple Podcasts. So, and probably some others from the list that they made there. So you can do that. The director is now Jeff Archie. Jeff Archie had done, if any of you watch Gospel Broadcasting Network, Jeff Archie did, on the list, Book, Chapter, and Verse was the broadcast that he did. As a matter of fact, a couple years ago, one of the lessons that I did, I believe it was on discouragement, I based it on watching his broadcast, and I sat down and took notes and made a sermon from it. So he's a very good speaker, and he has, I don't think they give any background on him in the presentation. I don't like to talk about myself. I don't imagine he does either. But he's been preaching for nearly 40 years now. And he has a television background as far as doing broadcasts. So that's one of the things that they're going to talk about that he has added. But he's been a student and instructor at Nashville School of Preaching, Chattanooga School of Preaching, attended Freed Hardeman College, lives in Cleveland, Tennessee with his wife, Renita. And this was what I wanted to present. I was going to go back and pull one of the book, chapter, and verse and show you that. And I watched one, and I said, that's not really, we could have used it for a lesson. But the problem was it was sponsored by the East Side Church of Christ in Cleveland, Tennessee, I believe. And he made 5 points in the lesson I watched. And between every point, he stopped and said, you need to be attending a congregation, but you can call us. We'll send you a Bible correspondence course and such as that, and it kind of distracted from his message as far as if you were wanting to use it as a lesson in a service. And then I found out that they were presenting, starting last month on June 6th, which half of you got in your bulletin as the date on the lesson this morning, because I think I failed to change the date on the other side of the page. On June 6th, they began a television broadcast. With his experience, it works very well. So we're going to watch that pilot episode, they called it, tonight, and see the presentation, because he goes back into the history of the International Gospel Hour. It's close to what we would get if he were to come here and speak to us and talk to us about the broadcast. And a little over, about half of it is a lesson, so we're not going to be just ignoring the Bible tonight. In fact, the songs we sung were related to the things he will talk about in his lesson. But how could you watch it? Well, Gospel Broadcasting Network, it's on Saturdays at 5:30. Unfortunately, we don't have a cable system around here that has got GBN on it. But fortunately for me, I don't have cable. Got cable internet, but I don't have cable TV. So you can get it by the Android app that we were talking about, or the Apple iOS app. If you have Amazon Fire TV or Roku, GBN has a channel there. You can watch the live broadcast. They broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, a rotating schedule of things. You can go on YouTube. There's a live feed on YouTube of the Gospel Broadcasting Network, or you can go to their website, gbntv.org, and pull it up, and there's a link to their YouTube live feed on that page. Also on YouTube, International Gospel Hour has their own channel. I didn't put the link up there because they don't have a short GBN. Well, actually, I took it off. GBN had a short URL, but you just search GBN TV and you pull up their channel. Search International Gospel Hour on YouTube. You can find their channel. You can watch all of their broadcasts that they've done so far. They even have some older shows that Brother Winfrey Claiborne did a few that they have put on that channel as well. So, or you can go to their website, internationalgospelhour.com or .org, either one. Both take you to the same website, just like we have three different URLs that take you to the church website here. By the way, you may not mess with the internet, but if you're talking to somebody and they do, and you want to find out more about the church here, can you remember Malden.church? That's our website. Just tell them, go check out Malden.church. We've got a couple of others, but that's the easiest one to remember. So just passing that on to you as well. And we'll be linking that on our website as well. But without further ado, and hopefully, Peggy, I apologize, I've already too, Sue this morning. I didn't mean to blast y'all out. I was trying to get the volume adjusted on this so it didn't. And when it was on, both were on full blast, and they were standing under the TV in the back, and it about knocked them over when it started. So I've got it adjusted down, hopefully, to a good volume. But this is the pilot episode of the International Gospel Hour television broadcast.